Josh Heupel loves some Alex Golish.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Welcome to the Mobile C5 Studio. Coming to you live here from 30A here in Destin. Well, I don't know. Some people get miffed if you call it Destin. I don't exactly know what township you would call that we're in. We'll just say 30A. But we're talking SEC Media Days. Yesterday, obviously, you had Greg Sankey. And you had Josh Heupel talk, and he had some Auburn flavor there. We're going to discuss that. We're going to dive a little bit further into the officiating discussion. I think I'm on a little bit of a different wavelength than some of the other guys on the channel. Just want to kind of explain myself there. And then obviously today's Auburn's day as you go just a little bit before lunch. But let's go ahead and dive right in. There's wildlife here. Okay, so there's wildlife. There's your birds, your cars, there's mosquitoes that are the size of small birds. So just bear with me here as we get through this. But yesterday was Tennessee. Tennessee was one of the schools yesterday, and Jason Caldwell from 247 Sports asked Josh Heupel a very good question about his thoughts on Alex Golish as a head coach. I'm going to play that clip, and we're going to break it down.
Yeah, excited for Alex, you know, like other guys that we've had on our staff that have been able to go on and be a head coach, Jeff inside of this league, and Jerry Mack at Kennesaw. Alex has done a really good job, did a great job flipping around his previous stop. He's smart. He's got a clear plan on what he wants to accomplish, and going to demand it from the people around him, and excited for him and his opportunity.
I wouldn't expect him to say anything super negative. I would expect it to be mostly positive, but the things in there I think are what Auburn fans want to hear, a clear plan, and that has been no disagreement there with what we've seen. Like it clearly, there is a clear plan. It's very clear when you go to practice that there is a job that has to be done, and he makes that very clear. You hear things like when you go back before the summer really started, and he talked about how, you know, you got 10 weeks. We only have 10 weeks. Not that we have 10 weeks. We only have 10 weeks. So there's a very specific set of goals we have to achieve if we want to be where we're going to be at the end of those 10 weeks. He talked about, you know, flipping South Florida around, and obviously that was – I don't think we can put enough value on that, mainly because it literally just happened. I mean, this wasn't something that happened, you know, 10 years ago. This was something that, like, literally just happened. He literally just went into South Florida after they won one game the year prior and took them to a bowl game. Had Byron Brown not been injured in year two, who knows where they could have been year two. And, heck, even in year three. I mean, you're coming off of an injury year, and you have the year that he had. I'm sure there was some rust to shake off. There's really no reason why Josh Heupel would have anything negative to say about Alex Golish, because, man, the impact that Alex had while he was at Tennessee was also incredible. You look at any offensive category you pick. Pick any offensive category from the last year that Alex Golish was there and compare it to where they've been since. You're almost 10 points a game difference. I think last year was the closest they've been. I think they got close to 39 points a game, whereas I believe it was in the 40s as far as where that 2022 season, as far as how many points they averaged per game. passing yards 2022. Rushing yards, it's up there. Passing yards per game, passing touchdowns, like just go down the list. They were the most explosive. They were the most scary. They were the most feared when Alex Golish was there. And so you couple all that in with, you know, that experience in the SEC. You couple that with the head coaching experience and the ability to turn around a program that's sort of in a funk and a super funk with South Florida. And then you hear the praise from SEC coaches and his SEC, I don't know if you want to call him a mentor. It just strengthens, I guess, the faith that I, and I think a lot of you too, probably have with Golish and what he can do at Auburn. Now, look, I get it that you got to see it. I get it that we haven't played football yet, but this is what we're talking about right now. We're talking about it's talking season. However you came across, however we fell into Alex Golish, a lot of the things that he's done and that he's said and that he's promised, I think are things that Auburn fans want to hear. And you're hearing a lot of the things around from other coaches about Alex Golish that you want to hear as an Auburn fan as well. So good stuff. We're going to talk officiating here in just a second. But before we do that, we're going to give a shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care. Still summertime. Still got to beat the heat. You can get that free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and then $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're open at 7 a.m. Drop your car off, vehicle off between 7 and 9, and you can get a $50 oil change right there in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner, you can list your business for less than a dollar a dadgum day. You can't beat that value, and you get a chance to have a business spotlight podcast. If you're a golfer, you need to check out the one we launched on Saturday. Really cool product there. Auburn guy. Just all kinds of Auburn stuff that you can find there. If you're doing a purchase or you're making a purchase or you need to make a purchase or look for a service, start at buyauburn.com and then go from there. Show us some love. We'll be back right after this. All right, if you listened to the Afternoon Delight yesterday, Ben and I kind of scratched the surface on the officiating talk from yesterday. And then I know the guys on all the shows had a lot of officiating talk. And I think that for the most part, I think we align. When I say we, I'm talking about all the guys at the barn. We align pretty much across the board on a lot of things. This is one of the few places where I don't know that we necessarily, if we sat down and really hashed it out, we necessarily super disagree. I think we all agree that officiating is imperfect, and Auburn definitely found themselves on the wrong side of some pretty egregious calls last year. I think maybe where we disagree is just on how to fix it or the transparency behind it. That was one of the themes of yesterday when asking Greg Sankey about officiating. I think transparency was kind of the key term there. And I'm actually curious to see, because I think the head of officiating is speaking today before SEC, the session two kicks off. So I'll be curious to see what the questions he's asked. And I think a lot of it kind of boils around, could the SEC sort of go in the ACC route, at least on reviews, and have that whole exchange on, visible/you can hear it in the broadcast for those watching at home. So, like, if they kick to the booth in ACC, you hear the back and forth. You hear that conversation. And while that seems like the obvious answer, like, okay, let's just do that, I find it interesting that, like, no other league, any sport really, does the same thing. I remember watching the very little part of the World Cup that I watched, and they did the review. There was no communication about the American got the red card and then it got overturned. Basketball, there's not any conversation in any league. Football in the NFL, you don't hear that for the most part. Like, if it seems like the obvious answer, why isn't everybody doing it? That would be the question that I have there. And then as far as transparency goes, you know, Auburn was on the wrong end, okay? There's no doubt about that. Auburn was on the wrong end of some calls last year. But also some unprecedented things happened, I feel like, in my lifetime that I've never seen. Was, number one, the SEC coming out with a statement almost immediately after the game, in particular the Oklahoma hide the receiver play, which is still really cheap. I can't believe they actually did that play. Saying, hey, we got that one wrong. Is there another example of that? I can't think of one where it's like, we missed that one. And then you had, after the Georgia game, there was the timeout fiasco. Did he call a timeout? Did he not? Georgia gets the free timeout. There was the overturn on the goal line, the fumble. There was another one, I think a pass interference or something that was pretty bad. They fired a guy. They fired a guy afterwards. So I guess other than just saying, hey, we're going to go back and we're going to award a win to Auburn, like, I don't know what else you can really do. Those are things that I've never seen before. After a game, coaches can submit calls that they have issues with, and I guess they can submit film along with it. Should those be public record? Should we be able to see those? Then, like, do you want to be the coach that everybody's banging on because you submit 10 to 15 penalties per game, and then you have to see the SEC's response to each individual call? I guess I just don't understand what can really be done from a transparency standpoint other than the replay. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's just, hey, I tell you what, we're good. I don't think that's the case. I think there's still going to be a lot of problems. But, hey, if you just let us hear all of that, we're good. Maybe that's the answer. Again, if that was the obvious answer, I would feel like more leagues around the world would be doing something similar for their TV broadcasts. We're never going to be happy with officiating. Let's just be honest. We're always going to feel like we got screwed. And when I say we, it's not just Auburn. It's every SEC team. We're always going to feel like we got screwed. There's nothing you can do when you have a bad call. It just kind of is what it is. And I guess training and education would be the answer for me. Like, how can we make this? How can we make training better? How can we make sure that we're not making mistakes? What are we doing in the offseason? What are we doing for continuing education? Are we bringing in new folks where we're not just throwing back out the exact same guys that we always have the same problems with? I think that was the big deal. You know, that was why the Ken Williamson firing, or what do they call it? They called it permanently suspended. What the heck does that mean? Permanently suspended. He was a longtime SEC referee, like, for a very, very long time. So, like, are you constantly grooming and bringing in new guys that can I guess, do the job as good or better so you're not making always the same mistakes. I don't get hung up on officiating as bad. I'm mad in the moment when things go wrong, but I don't really get hung up on it that much. And I don't think it's like this huge travesty that has to be fixed that's holding us back or whatever. I don't know. It's probably a minority position, and I'm sure that some of you disagree, but I'd love to have the dialogue. So hit me in the comments. Let me know what you think there. Today is Auburn's day. Finally, we finally get to hear Golish speak. I think they start at 11:45 Eastern time. It's kind of funny. On the SEC website yesterday, I think it's been edited now, but if you go to secsports.com and you're actually looking at the lineup, it said Auburn's coach was Eli Drinkwitz, which is hilarious to me. Like, how do you make that mistake? There's not that many coaches. I mean, there's only 16. Anyway, Georgia goes before, I believe, and I was correct. It's SEC coordinator of football officials, John McDade, kicks things off today. So that'll be very interesting. Then you got Kirby Smart. Then you got Alex Golish. And it looks like, I don't know if this is the order, but it'll be Champ Anthony, Byron Brown, and Alex McPherson. I'll be very, very curious to hear the questions that are asked, because you got to feel like he's been asked just about everything. The dude's done a ton of media since he's been here. You got to feel like he's been asked just about everything you can possibly ask. And there's probably going to be a lot of national guys there, or at least regional guys, not necessarily Auburn beat. Like, there's a ton of Auburn beat there. And I know those questions will be great. But like a lot of the national guys, I'm sure, that haven't been paying attention to like every media appearance he's done, there's going to be a lot of, so how's the adjustment to the SEC been? Or, you know, all the, you know, basic stuff that he's been asked, you know, a billion times. How do you like Auburn, or this, you know, this, that, and the other? I've been told I say that too much, by the way. Got to try to fix that. But, yeah, we finally get to hear the guy speak. I'm also very anxious, or I'm very excited to hear Byron Brown speak. I like hearing him talk in general. Super sharp dude, and I think he is a awesome get off the bus first representation for Auburn and this team. So good stuff today. We'll be breaking it down all day long. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you got that alert bell going so you're tuned in to all of the updates. We're going to have Afternoon Delight this afternoon talking about it. You'll have Village Vice, I'm sure, talking about it. All kind of stuff going on today, reacting to Auburn's day at SEC Media Days. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Make sure you like again. Make sure you subscribe. And we'll talk again soon. Hope you enjoyed the mobile C5 studio down here in 30A. We'll talk again very, very soon. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.